Well, Anthony, first of all, thanks for joining us this evening as we look at the SSE Airtricity League, or the League of Ireland, as many of us refer it to as now. It's been a good start to the season. There's great expectations, a lot of positivity about the league, and fair to say it's very much on an upward curve these days.
Absolutely, Chris. It has been for the last number of years, you know, especially in the Premier Division. And I think the clubs like Shamrock Rovers deserve an awful lot of credit for the facilities that they've put in place and made going to the League of Ireland football much more attractive than what it had been over the last 15, 20 years. I mean, we've seen that last year the crowds were up, the teams were getting really good attendances, and I think the whole season, you know, finished off with a showpiece at the FAI Cup final. There was over 40,000 at the Aviva, you know, so that tells you the upward trajectory that the league is on at the moment, Chris.
Yeah, and a lot of the clubs were finding that they were pretty much sell-out crowds for most of their home games. And, you know, if you have the stadia, the crowds will come, particularly if the facilities are there. The standard has been improving. Bohemians have plans for a new stadium. We all know what's happening, Finn Harps. Hopefully, eventually, that will happen as well. Sligo Rovers have big plans. Dundalk, their new chairman, calling Oriel Park a pigsty, such a big soccer town. So one would like to think maybe in 10 years' time, the majority of stadiums will be modern stadiums and fit for purpose.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Chris. But I think, you know, the League of Ireland have to play a really big part in that as well, because, you know, over the last number of years, they've certain guidelines in place for clubs in terms of licensing and all. Probably one of the most important things, especially for supporters, is the stadiums that they have in place. And that has seemed to be overlooked over the last, especially, say, the last 20 years, when too much money was spent on the playing side of things and not enough off the field. And I know it's very important that you're successful on the pitch, and you look at the success that Dundalk have had over the last 10 years and the money that they've generated, and they've had runs in Europe. But you look at Oriel Park, and it is still the same Oriel Park that I went to when I was a lad playing for Donegal Schoolboys in probably 1983 or 84. And I remember going and playing in Oriel Park, and it was brilliant for a kid at that age. But Oriel Park hasn't changed. The only thing that's really changed is the playing surface, where they've gone from grass to AstroTurf. The way that society is at the moment as well, and everything, people expect much more than what they're getting, and League of Ireland football should be no different, Chris. And I think the League of Ireland, with their licensing, they must put pressure on clubs like Dundalk, like Drogheda, to name but two, that are Premier Division clubs. You know, they must do more to provide better facilities for their supporters.
Now, we're hearing a lot at the moment about pathways and summer soccer, and, you know, what's your take on the season? Do you think long term it is best that the whole country is playing off a calendar based year?
I do, Chris. I think it's very important. You know, number one, I suppose, from a League of Ireland point of view, you know, it's improved. It certainly has improved the standard. Now, I'm not saying that being all down to summer football or whatever, and like, I suppose, from my point of view, I'm more of a traditionalist, where I like, you know, English football to be on a Saturday at 3 o'clock, and, you know, the Irish League's always been Saturday at 3 o'clock, and, you know, they're talking about changing as well. From an Ireland point of view, from League of Ireland down to junior football, I think it's very important that all football is played, you know, in the same, be it calendar year or be it like the traditional football season, because, like, I know from my own involvement in schoolboy football over the last number of years, where, you know, you could be playing now, like here in Donegal, we play from March through to September, October. You're doing well in some of the national competitions. Well, you know, you're playing the DDSL clubs. They're playing like the winter season. So you're at a disadvantage straight away, you know. Like we had to run the FAI Junior Cup there ourselves at Letterkenny Rovers. And it's important that, you know, we were playing in the format that we are, because if we were playing summer football, you know, we would have ended up, you know, not playing games and being match fit. So I think it's important that whatever the FAI come up with, that it's a nationwide agreement. I'm not fully in agreement with the FAI putting it out there to the leagues and the clubs. And, you know, I'm very much of the thought that you can't have the tail wagging the dog, Chris. I think that the FAI must be more assertive. And, like, if they want to go summer football, they've got to make a call on it. And if they wanted to go traditional from August through to May, well, so be it. But they have to be strong. They're the governing body. They have to be saying what way it should be. And I don't think what we have up here at the minute, I don't think you would have in England or that. Like, and I know we're competing with GAA and other sports, but they have to be strong in their values and their beliefs. I think they have to take a stronger stand on that.
Well, we'll certainly see over the next year or two. It's a lot going on at the moment. And if we just turn to the opening day of action, Derry City beating Drogheda in their first game. Ronan Boyce continuing on from where he left off last season, getting on the score sheet. He's been a great young player for City. And Pat Hoban arriving from Dundalk, their all-time scorer. He also got off the mark with a goal. A good start for Derry against a side that have caused them quite a few problems in recent years.
Yeah, it was a great start for Derry. And, with the advantage of having, the LOI TV, I mean, you can flick over and back of the games. And you can, obviously, Derry being at home in the Brandywell, you're interest there. You've got Ronan Boyce playing and a local lad here, and obviously there's a lot of pressure on Derry City this year to challenge for the league and give it a better run than what they did last year, especially with the financial support that they have behind them. Great start for Derry. Great opening goal by Ronan Boyce, brilliant finish off his left foot. Now, there was a real turning point in that game. Drogheda got the penalty, and you'd expect Brennan to put the penalty away, but it was a brilliant save by Brian Maher. And then not long after that, they go up the other end of the pitch and Pat Hoban comes in and scores in his debut, and that's what he's there for. Somebody like Hoban, that's been there and done it in the League of Ireland, he could be a player that makes all the difference for Derry City. Over the last number of years, they haven't really had that out-and-out 15-20 goal a season striker. I know Jimmy McGonigal scored a lot of goals for him, but a lot of his goals would have been cup competitions and maybe not against the top teams. But I think in Hoban, they've got obviously the top striker in the league, and they've certainly laid down a marker for the season to come with their opening day victory.
Now, if we look at the fixtures for this coming weekend in the top flight, more mouth-watering than on the opening day. Shamrock Rovers, who played out that 1-1 draw with Dundalk, they're away to Shelburne. There's another Dublin derby, St Pat's against Bowes. And Derry City make the relatively short trip down to the showgrounds for a Northwest derby against a Sligo side, Anthony, who have also caused City some problems of late.
They have, yeah. And, again, watching the highlights from the Sligo game last week, they'll be very disappointed that they didn't come away from Daly Mount with all 3 points, Chris. Leading 2-1 going into the final stages of the game and conceding. It was a really good goal that Bowes scored, a good cutback and a fine header. But, when you go 2-1 up and you get to that stage, you should be able to see the game out. And, Sligo will be disappointed. But I'm sure John Russell going to Daly Mount would have taken a point, because it was a difficult season for Sligo last year. And, there's a lot of talk whether or not John Russell would still be in the job. But to be fair to the club, they've backed them. And they made the call quite early towards the end of last season. It got rid of any doubt that Sligo Rovers had and what way they were looking forward. It's a big game for Sligo this weekend. I'm sure that if you give John Russell a point at this stage, he might take it, given the strength that Derry have in their ranks this season, Chris.
Yeah. Elsewhere, it's Drogheda against Waterford and Dundalk against Galway. Moving on to Division 1, well, Finn Harps going into their fixture this weekend against title favourites Cork on the back of that great 3-2 win in Longford. And for Darren Murphy and all involved in Harp, the fact that we had two of the new signings getting on the score sheet, that really is a great boost.
Yeah, and it's a great start for Finn Harps. You look at how the game started off for them, and they were 2-0 down after, I think it was 14 minutes. They'll not be really happy with the manner in which they conceded the two goals, Chris. I thought Tim Heimer, who was really good for Finn Harps last year, I thought he could have done better for both goals, especially the first one. But they showed great character in coming back in the way they did, and they thoroughly deserved the victory. I mean, the performance after the 2-0 down was really good. A brilliant opening day performance by Success up top. He scored a really good solo goal to bring them back into the game, and then his general play his hold-up play, his ability to bring people into play, was something that will really please Darren Murphy. And it's good as well when you've Mark and Bully coming off the bench, a young local lad, to get the winner in the last couple of minutes. And it's going to be much more difficult for them this week. And good and all as Finn Harps were last week, and I thought they were very good. I thought Longford were very disappointing, and really surprised at how poor they were, given the fact that Stephen Henderson in charge, who knows the league inside out, and you would expect much more.
And it's fair to say that the budget of clubs mirrors their league positions pretty frequently in the League of Ireland. You would expect Cork to be the pace setters in this division. Outside of Cork, Anthony, who do you think is most likely to figure? It's early days yet. There's been changes of managers and personnel, so it's probably a little bit of crystal ball gazing.
It is, yeah. Obviously, Cork's at least going to be the big favourites, and I'm sure, you know, after one game, you'd be looking at, you know, Athlone had a really good start to their season last week, and, you know, they've been in the doldrums for a long time now, and like, growing up, Athlone were always traditionally a very strong team, and I'm sure they'll have aspirations of getting back. Wexford have James Kelly in charge there, and, you know, they've signed well over the close season, and you'd expect them to be challenging. Cork's obviously the out-and-out favourites, but teams like Finn Harps, it's important that, I heard Darren Murphy talk about the first 9 games and getting to know the league and getting to know the opposition. And I'm sure a lot of teams will be playing at Cagey for the first couple of games till they see what the opposition are going to come up with, and what, you know, they get a better lie of the land after the first month or so. But listen, Cork, the favourites, Chris, and then success for 5 or 6 clubs is going to be challenging for playoff positions, and that's the best that I'm sure a lot of them can hope for.
Harps against Cork this weekend in Ballybofey. If you were in the Harps camp, would you be taking a point if you could in advance?
I think you would, and that's not been in any way negative. This is going to be a real challenge, but I'm sure, Darren Murphy's very confident, and he's worked very hard to get the players that he has brought in. And I think we saw enough last week that they're going to be competitive. But in saying that, I'm sure he would be delighted to take a point, of course, at this early stage of the season, and going to, you know, finish off his first 2 games undefeated and sitting with maybe 4 points.
Well, Anthony, Letterkenny Rovers in action this weekend. Gweedore United, the opposition in the Ulster Cup. And after the disappointment, you were so unlucky going out of the FAI Junior Cup. No doubt you'd like to set your sights on getting some silverware back to Leckview Park.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that's our aim, is to challenge for the league and obviously go as far in as many cup competitions as we can, Chris. Unfortunately, our junior cup campaign has come to an end, and it was a disappointing end at that, but we're back in action this Sunday now down in Gweedore, and, you know, that's going to be really difficult because they've been going really well. They've been really competitive in the league, and they've done really well to get the semi-final of the Ulster Cup. Gweedore will be no different to ourselves, Chris. They'll see this as an opportunity to get to a final, and obviously Buncrana and Cockhill in the other semi-final. And whoever comes out of our game is going to have a massive task in their hands, because, you know, both Cockhill and Buncrana are going really well in their league. But we're looking forward to getting back in action this Sunday. We haven't had a game now since the Clonmel game. So, you know, just the boys are itching to get back in playing.